A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
In space, the Earth's atmosphere glows blue in the starry darkness. Large metallic letters appear and curve into view. Lights shine on the various continents while the sun glares just behind the planet. Universal, a Comcast company. Four minions stand under glowing blue letters that read Illumination.
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 The fourth sips a drink. He opens his mouth and gargles. The letter's light flickers. The other three eye him. Netflix and Universal Pictures present a Chris Meledandri production. A title appears in marquee letters and a glowing, multicolored substance that drips. Sing, thriller. Outside of the Moon Theater. The bioluminescent squids wear vampire fangs and tuxedo collars with bow ties. They shine in a zigzag pattern. Below, a glowing jack-o'-lantern grins on top of the marquee. The sign reads, GMO the Musical. Sold out. Best show in town. Animals enter.
All creatures, great and small, welcome to the Moon Theater.
Please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Inside, a pair of young turtle siblings sit between their parents. The theater goes dark. Five stage lights slowly move to spotlight the stage. The curtains open to reveal a small red car driving out of a sunny city. The scene darkens as it drives into a forest. Its headlights turn on. The car's front tire goes flat. Mina gets out of the car.
A flat? Oh, no! Now I'll be late for the party. No signal. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Okay, pull yourself together. I mean, how hard can it be to fix a stupid tire anyway? There's a spare back here somewhere.
A cloud of pink fog drifts over her. The car disappears.
What? My car! It's gone! But that's impossible! Hello? Is someone there?
She drops her flashlight. She reaches for it, then stops as a vine breaks through the floor. A green light shines from below as the vine grows. A small creature with the head of a jack-o'-lantern rises. It turns to Mina.
It's close to midnight, and something evil's lurking from the dark.
More creatures with vegetable heads rise.
Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart.
Oh my gosh.
You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it.
The audience nods to the beat.
You start to freeze as horror looks you right between your eyes. You're paralyzed.
Mina backs into a castle.
You hear the doorstep and realize there's no one left to run.
Gunter wears a Carrot Frankenstein costume.
You can feel the cold in the hand.
Ash wears a scientist costume.
But all the while, you hear a creature creeping up behind. You're out of time.
This is thriller, thriller night.
Every little second chance to get the thing with the 40 eyes.
A vegetable covered in eyes dances. Buster and Miss Crawley watch off stage. Johnny plays piano.
There's no escaping the jaws of the infinite time. The end of your life.
A domed device covers Mina. Ash pulls a lever. Electricity shoots at it. The device rises to reveal Mina in a lemon costume. Later, backstage.
So, Moon,
You coming with us to Clay's Halloween party?
That's tonight.
Yeah, huh? Party time, baby!
Are we taking the bus?
Nah, I go in my dad's truck.
Cool.
Let's go, Moon. Clay will be mad at us for late.
Okay, I'm coming.
The building has been completely destroyed and trees surrounding the site flattened to the ground. Everyone has been safely evacuated from the laboratory, though it is not yet known what caused the mysterious explosion.
Buster knocks over jack-o'-lantern heads. One hits him in the head. Later, Johnny drives the others up an empty road in a wooded area. Buster peers ahead at a multicolored substance covering the road.
In half a mile, take the second exit, and then go straight.
Whoa! Johnny brakes just short of a dog police officer.
Sorry, folks. There's been an explosion and a leak at the science lab.
Is anyone hurt?
No, everyone has been safely evacuated.
Hey, officer, what is that stuff?
Beats me. I'm no scientist. But until we get it under control, this road is closed, okay?
Thank you, officer.
You folks take care now.
Johnny drives back the way they came.
Aw, dang. My new boots.
The officer stands in a puddle of the substance, his wide eyes glow with the same colors. Johnny parks outside a party.
Okay, like, wow, this guy, like, totally knows how to frog.
Buster pushes open a gate. Glowing jack-o'-lanterns decorate the lawn of a mansion.
Where is everybody?
Buster looks around as they approach the mansion. The substance seeps over to a bonfire and puts it out. Ash hurries to the door.
Clay, we're here!
The substance drips down the side of the door. Buster shifts his gaze.
He's probably trying to scare us.
A porch light goes out. A wind blows out the candles and the decorations.
See? This is typical Clay.
Okay, Mr. Spooky Pants, you got us.
Yeah, very funny, Clay. You can come out now.
Ash peers through a mail slot.
Clay, we know you're in there.
She looks inside.
Clay?
A pair of glowing, multicolored eyes appear. Ash backs into Johnny, Mina, and Gunter. They fall and land in the substance.
Guys, I found the other party guest.
Substance-infected animals approach like zombies.
Uh-oh, this is not my kind of party.
Buster and Miss Crawley back away as the zombies approach. Buster turns to see Mina, Clay, Johnny, Ash, and Gunter infected as well. Buster and Miss Crawley grab each other. The zombies' eyes glow with the spiraled colors as they dance in unison. They twitch their heads to one side, then thrust their arms out and shake their hips. They throw their heads back and stick out their tongues. They hip thrust out and throw their heads back again. The zombies open their mouths wide as they get on their toes and hip thrust to one side. They clap their hands above their heads, then shimmy to the side. They repeat the move in the opposite direction. They bring their legs together with a stomp. They look quickly to the side, then move forward. The zombies hold their hands out like claws and swing them from side to side. They shimmy their hips with a snarl. Gunter touches his stomach with one hand and thrusts his other out to the side. They perform the claw motion again. They plant one foot, then move the other forward in a curve with jerky steps until they face completely away. They look over their shoulders. The zombies stomp forward, then spin to face Buster and Miss Crawley.
'Cause it's a thriller!
Zombies look back and forth quickly. Buster and Miss Crawley back away. Buster nearly steps in the substance. The zombies shake their hips and reach to one side. Buster and Miss Crawley run. A group of zombies steps in front of them. Buster and Miss Crawley look around. Buster widens his eyes. Zombies chase them as they flee the mansion. Buster takes Miss Crawley's arm. They sprint down a dock. Buster jumps off the end into a waiting rowboat. Miss Crawley gets on a ladder. Gunter gets on the other side of the ladder and tips Miss Crawley backwards into the boat.
It's okay, Miss Crawley. We're safe now.
A giant glowing tentacle rises from the water behind them. It moves to smash them. In reality, Buster wakes up backstage.
Miss Crawley? What's going on?
Oh, Mr. Moon, I think you must have hit your head.
Ow.
Yeah,
I think you may be right.
Are you feeling well enough to go to the party, sir?
The party? What?
Everybody's waiting outside in the car for you.
Of course. The party. Yeah. Thank you, Miss Crawley. I'm fine. Come on, let's go. And remind me to fix those shelves, will you?
Yes, Mr. Moon.
She shuts a light. Her substance-infected eyes glow. Ray sits on a jack-o'-lantern. He slips off. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Betty Capot. Voiced by Jamie Lamchick. Credits. Written and directed by Garth Jennings. Produced by Chris Melodandry. Credits continue. Copyright 2024 Universal Studios. All rights reserved.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.